Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
Julie Lowe
and David Pallison.
Thanks for coming in.
It is a pleasure, Drew.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure to have our listeners with us once again. We thank you for listening and supporting CCEF. This week we want to talk about our conference graphic for the 2012 National Conference, which is on shame and guilt. And David, I know you had a hand in the creation of this image. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. The shame and guilt are one of those issues where there's such a striking contrast between an experience that's dark and sends you spiraling down into yourself. What I like is that both guilt and shame, that the head is down. Mm. You're dirty. There's something wrong with you. Whether that experience is a sense of true and just guilt, or whether it's just that you've been humiliated by someone that mocked you, and it may be an unjust sense of guilt or shame, but the experience in any case, in a sense, your head is down towards life. Mm. And the opposite of that is something that lifts you out of yourself. And there's something fundamental about the Christian life that is eyes up, eyes open, eyes out. It's this movement out of ourselves where there's real failure, genuine guilt for true failures, genuine shame for how one has lived or what has been experienced. We look out to a Savior, to one who washes us clean and who forgives us. And guilt and shame have a way then also not only making you eyes in and excluding God, but eyes in and not very constructive with other people. You know, the sort of averted eyes and such. And there's something about the opposite and the effect of faith that takes us out of ourselves, leads to love, which takes us out of ourselves, and the call to move out into hope and transformation and care and concern for others and gratitude for God's mercies to us. So that's really the gist of what went into that. It was trying to capture something of this two-sided experience, and then either head down or head high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what you're saying, because often you think about how the broken world we live in produces such despair, and finding that hope outside ourselves, outside this world, that relieves us from guilt, relieves us from the shame that we experience in a broken, evil world. I guess is really what matters.
Yeah. You know, one thing I think that a Christian perspective uniquely gives is a recognition that shame and guilt experiences are not just intrapsychic or interpersonal. There's an objectivity to shame and guilt. And we recognize also the intrapsychic or the interpersonal, but you know, there's such a strong theme in Scripture that at his appearing you would not be ashamed. Or the Psalms that will say, don't let me be ashamed, O Lord. Mm. You know, I've put my hope in you. And is what I've hoped in going to come to nothing? New Testament doesn't use the word shame, but similar idea of when Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, if we for this life only have hoped in Christ, we are of all men most to be pitied, you know, and his sense of Lord, come through for us. Come through with what you've promised. Mm-hmm. And the picture of those who have lived Christlessly and selfishly is on seeing Christ just a profound sense of shame and humiliation, as well as guilt. Guilt for true failure, shame and humiliation before the eyes of him with whom we have to do, that I have wasted my life. And I've lived for myself, and life was meant to be lived for God. There's a great shame in that. So that's one of the things I think that not only the pictorial and the words that are put there, but in our conference we want to try and negotiate that, dealing honestly with the subjective side of shame and guilt and the ways it can be either distorted or true, or how do you make it truer? How do you find the answer to that? And then also the objective aspects of it. And I do think that's something that makes a rich Christian approach unique.
Yeah, I think one thing we really want to come out of the conference too is that when we turn our eyes on Christ, there is no guilt and shame, as you're saying. And there are way too many people that I think approach God with that mentality and that fear and that sense of dread, rather than saying, here's somebody that loves me, delights in me, and is committed to my good.
Yeah. And though I have failed, perhaps, I may run to
right.
him. And though I may have been shamed by other people, brought up in, you know, a family, or mocked in school, or made the butt of people's, you know,
though
jokes
my sins and, convict me.
Yeah, though my sins or my hurts, you know, make me just feel like lower than pond scum, the Lord is, he who is light actually welcomes me to him.
And that brings freedom and godly repentance and not that worldly sorrow.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thank you, Drew.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.